Hey, don't forget, you can get your fix of Animal Radio anytime you want with the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. Download it now. It's made possible by Fear-Free Pets, taking the pet out of petrified. Visit them at fearfreehappyhomes.com.
Live at the Red Barn Studios, you're listening to Animal Radio. Here's Hal and Judy.
It's Animal Radio, celebrating the connection with our pets. The beginning of December, we have how many shopping days? 24 shopping days. Of course, I'll start on New Year's Eve. Or excuse me. Actually, that's when I will start, is New Year's Eve for my Christmas shopping.
Some people start New Year's Eve for next year.
Yeah. Well, you're one of those people that you go into the store right after the holidays and you buy all those half-price decorations.
Decorations and gifts, and that way I'm already set for next year.
I wish I was as organized as you. I'm certainly not.
Me too.
Yeah. Have you done any of your shopping yet, Joey?
No, you're nuts.
He's just like me. We wait to the last minute, usually 7-Eleven. And I'm going to try to do something different than the air fresheners that I got everyone last year.
Oh, good.
I'm looking at some of the ideas on the front page of our website. We have some gift ideas for both pet lovers and their pets. Check that out at animalradio.pet. Coming up in the show today, not sure exactly when, but before the end of the show today, we're going to talk to the possum lady. Is it the possum or opossum lady?
No, opossum.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay, so what's the difference between a possum and an opossum? Are they different?
Very.
Are they the same animal?
Really?
They're different animals.
That's the same animal.
No, they're different animals. If I remember, a possum with a P is actually out of like New Zealand. They have possums.
Oh.
The opossum is from North America, which has a totally different appearance than the possum from the other continents.
Yeah, I think the opossums have the long, narrow snout, and possums have kind of a round face. They don't have the long nose.
Yeah, and the possum with a P tends to have more like, looks like a raccoony tail versus an opossum that kind of has that hairless kind of like rat-like looking tail.
Okay, well, we're going to have an expert on to actually define the difference and tell us what's going on in the world of opossums, because apparently Inside Edition did some kind of program and now everybody's after their opossums. That's what it says here.
What?
Touched my ears. So we're going to find out more about that coming up before the end of the show. It gives me great pleasure to present to you the dog father on Animal Radio, Joey Villani. There's a big entrance.
What's going on?
I have the spotlight on you now. I've moved the spotlight on to you.
I noticed that. Yeah. I noticed that. It's right in my eyes, though. So, you know, aim it.
Here's some shades. Put on these glasses.
Perfect.
You're going places.
Perfect. I look good. I look good in shades.
You do look good.
So, you know, it always seems like things always happen all at the same time. And I routinely got a few emails about people that want to cut their cat's nails. And after they attempt to cut them, they realize that it might not have been a really good idea. I probably should have went to the professionals, which I didn't. Listen, I recommend it. Even when you're doing dog's nails, it's one of those things that if it's not done properly, it could cause a lot of discomfort and sometimes injury, because not only to the pet, but to you, because you don't know if they're going to bite you, scratch you, if they're going to jump down, if they're going to injure themselves, whatever it is, how they should be restrained. There's a lot of variables that go into something that's basically very simple for a professional, but could be very difficult and very traumatic when you're a non-professional trying to do it. But if you're one of these people and you have to do it for whatever reason,
that's me.
The first thing I'm going to say, under an extreme situation, if the nails are growing into the pads, go to your vet, go to your groomer, most likely a veterinarian, because you know sometimes it could be very extreme. Sometimes it could be infected. You never know. But if you're going to do it at home just to maintain them, I recommend two people. Okay, one person that needs to scruff the cat and know how to scruff a cat properly and hold the back legs, because the last thing you want them to do is to dig out a chunk of muscle out of your forearm with their back feet and, you know, restrain the cat. Now, you got to remember one thing. There's one leg now that's still free and clear, so you want to make sure that you pay attention. Use a sharp kitty made nail clipper. A lot of people like to use regular home nippers that you would use on your nails. Use something that's designed to be used on the pet. And to be honest with you, just take off the tip. Then you don't have to worry about the quicks. I don't have to worry about cutting it too short, making them bleed. Just take off the sharpness of the nail. And if you do that, every 4 to 8 weeks and you maintain it, you know, hopefully it'll be enough. But again, if you could stay away from this and leave it to the professionals, I think you'll be much happier. It's worth the $10, $15, $20 that it costs to have it done. Trust me.
Yeah. We're lucky. We have a cat that lets us do it. I don't even have to scruff him. I just hold him in my arms and hold out the paw. And
that's not normal, huh?
No, and Hal will clip it. I don't have to scruff him or anything. He just sits there.
Yeah.
Listen, I have a bird that lets you do it, too, and with no problem.
Joey, I love it that you mentioned that, you know, nails growing back into the foot pads, because I see this a lot in cats, in older cats. And one of the things they get medically is they lose some of their, because of arthritis and difficulty moving around, they may not scratch to remove the sheaths off their nails as well. And so what happens is the sheath, so the keratin, the kind of layers of the nail, keep building up. And those I see much more commonly where they'll grow into the foot pad because they don't look like the nail's long. It just looks like it's really big and thick. So for elderly cats especially, I would be, you know, I would make a recommendation to have a professional trim those nails, because they can be a little surprising.
Absolutely, absolutely. And again, I mean, it's something that sometimes even the best professional in the world, you know, you run into a bad situation when it comes to cats. So like I always say, it's like grooming a moving skill saw. So be careful.
You don't need chainmail gauntlets and vodka to do it.
Okay. We don't give vodka to cats. What are you talking about?
No, that's for us. Well, our cat, Nike, he loves to make biscuits on my belly, so we make sure that his nails are short. Otherwise, I bleed all afternoon.
I thought you had a polka-dotted shirt, Hal.
That's not. No, that's not.
That's not polka dots.
That's not.
This is Animal Radio, baby.